Welcome, Impactful Parents. It's time for the Impactful Parenting Podcast, where I give you parenting tips and resources to make you a more impactful parent to your school-aged child. I am your host, Christina Campos. Welcome, parents, to the Impactful Parents Inspire and Learn series, where real parents come on and tell their real stories of inspiration and learning, because a wise man learns from his mistakes. But a wiser man learns from other people's mistakes. So today we're going to learn from our guest speaker. His name is Chris Bircher, and Chris is going to talk to us all about bullying. Such an important subject for all our parents, for all of us parents right now. So I'm really excited to have Chris on. Thank you for being here.
No, thank you for having me. It's my pleasure. It's not the sexiest topic in the world, but it's an important one.
It is an important one. Yeah. And I want to hear your story. What's your experience with bullying?
So, you know, I was bullied a lot as a kid. I was a small kid. I was a scrawny kid. I just thought about this the other day. When I was young, the Feed the World programs with Suzanne Summers or whoever was on TV all the time, the little Ethiopian kids. And my friends actually called me Ethio. Like I looked like one of these, apparently to them. And so I think that just made me an easy target. And I was a sensitive kid and a shy kid. And so, you know, if a bully is on the playground, I'm the one they're going to go after, just, you know, biologically. And so I had the weird nicknames. You know, I dressed funny, I guess. I liked California fashion, and I was in Georgia, that didn't go over so well. Always a little different and not afraid to be, you know, naive. And so I wasn't beaten up often. It was usually never got that far, but just constantly ridiculed and called names. And, you know, that ended at some point. I went through a growth spurt about 13 and got taller, which made me less of a target, but the scars were there. You know, I had already been established that I felt like something was wrong with me. You know, something about me attracted this because I was a bad person or something. And so I carried that with me through adulthood, which is why it's important for me to share about it so that we can watch out for these things as parents. Because, you know, the bullies don't bully when the parents are around or when the teachers are around, right? They know when we're gone. And so it's really hard for us as parents to address these issues because it don't happen in front of us.
Yeah. Speak to me a little bit more about your long-term effects of the bullying that you've experienced.
Well, the big one is shame. I mean, that's a popular word now. And what's really interesting about the bullying is, you know, back then I don't know if we knew about it or understood it. We didn't have the names, you know, we didn't study these things. It was shameful to be bullied, and it was masculine to be the bully. And so if anything, the bullies were sort of rewarded for this. But, you know, as I've aged, as you know, time has passed, we have names for these things, and now we understand the damage that can be done. And for me, it's carrying around that I'm not good enough. I don't deserve things that other people have. For some reason, I am less than, you know, or an other, outcast, different. Those, that personality sort of MO or whatever became part of me. And it still is. Of course, now I've learned how to leverage that into, you know, uniqueness and curious and creative and you know, being a shy person makes me an insensitive person, makes me very empathetic, which again, you called somebody empathetic in 1975. It was probably an insult. You say that today and it's an attractive quality, right? So, I mean, my wife is attracted to me in part because I'm an empathetic person. So it goes both ways, right? There's the negative. I carry around this shame, this identity that goes back 40 years. But at the same time, I love myself because of the qualities that made me a target, right? But the shame part is, you know, I've been in therapy for 10 years, you know, and now I've sort of moved into life coaching and to undo the damage that I can attribute largely, not 100%, but in large part to being singled out from a crowd as a someone who doesn't deserve, I don't know, as much as other people.
Did you ever try to stand up for yourself?
No, that's a great question, because I think about this all the time. So if I have four daughters, if I had a son, what advice would I give him if he was being bullied? Because the one thing I always wonder, what if I had just fought back? And I remember there being a spot, because I had seen the movies, you know, that there was fighting in movies and there was young kids getting picked on in movies and the heroes always fought back. And so I thought about that, but at some point I decided I was going to be a pacifist, you know, whatever that means. Gandhi was also in the news. And so I knew what a pacifist was, and sort of, I could say, well, I don't want to fight. I'm scared of fighting. So it's okay, because look at this guy. Right. So I found a model to sort of, but I always wonder, if I just would have fought back, how might that have changed my life? And it's fun to think about. I love who I am, and I'm glad I am where I am today. So I'm not going to try to like undo that, but I would probably recommend to a young man, young boy in my position, that they stand up for themselves, because another part of the baggage I carry is weak boundaries, right? I mean, I'm sort of codependent, you know, I wrestle with those same type of issues, and it's curious and interesting to think, you know, maybe I could have changed that path.
But it's interesting that you, as an adult self, can go back and look at that young self and see where some of these adult traits came from, that you can identify that you have weak boundaries. Those are all huge signs of your growth and insightfulness about your experiences. So I'm glad you're learning from them and have grown from them. When you were younger, did you ever reach out for help from anybody?
No, and that's what's really interesting about this as a parent looking for this stuff. There was so much shame around it. It's not the kind of thing you want to even admit. So it was more about trying to pretend that the bullying was about joking, kind of like the nickname, you know, this isn't about me. This isn't intentional. I'm not experiencing this, this bad thing. It's something else, right? I'm explaining it away. And the only times that I ever did, you know, I remember talking to my parents about sort of being singled out, not really bullied or made fun of. And, you know, I wore these flashy surfer skateboarder clothes, and my dad's just like, look at you. I mean, people are gonna, you're a target. You know, I don't know what, so he wasn't being mean or rude or anything, but it was sort of like, you're inviting this, which I guess in a way is bad. So I kind of forgot your question.
I was asking if you reached out for help. Like, if you didn't, would you recommend that somebody did? You're coming from a really scary place. As a child, like you're terrified, you're trying, it sounds like you're pushing reality away, you're trying to pretend it's not happening, but at what point do you reach for help?
Well, yeah, and I think the difference back then was, I really do believe, you know, the bullying was the accepted behavior. You know, that's just boys being boys. And so I had to struggle against that. I think that's gotten a little bit easier today, you know, where we have see something, say something, we've given these things words, we talk about it before it happens. It's in the vernacular, you know, it's a thing that maybe bullying isn't an okay thing. And if you do experience, you should. And so but it's so touchy, you know, I mean, you can't turn in the bully, because then you've made it that much worse. Right. So, as a parent, I would encourage my kids, yeah, tell me, and then we'll deal with it. And I promise we'll deal with it in a way that isn't, you know, run out to the principal and make us a bigger deal than it is, or embarrass you even more, and worsen the whole thing. So it's delicate. But yeah, I certainly would encourage every child, if I could get in their heads and tell them some way, if this happens to you, share it with somebody that you trust.
Well, I have a two-part question for you. First part is, and I'll tell you both at the same time, so you can kind of think of the next one. But my first part of my question is, how did you overcome, besides just the growth spurt, some of the mental damage that the bullying did for you? And I want you to speak as if you're talking to a child who's in that situation. What advice would you give the child as soon as that's over, I'm going to ask you, what advice would you be giving the parents to support that child? What did you wish that you had when you were in that position? So let's start with the child first. What would you say to the child who is, I mean, this is, it's very mental damaging to somebody. Like you said, you have very low self-worth. There's a lot of other fears that are happening to a child when they're experiencing any sort of bullying. So now as a recovered self, what advice do you give that kid?
Yeah, that's an awesome question. And I thought about it a lot. Well, the first thing I would tell someone, if a child shared with me that they had been bullied, number one, that it's not about you. This is about the bully. And let's talk about psychology for a little bit, just in using different terms for a kid. You know, this is someone who does this because they're hurt. They're hurting inside and they're not able to connect with their emotions. They're not able to, they're not emotionally healthy. They're unhealthy, right? And they're taking this out on you. So number one, this is not you. This is something that's happening to you and it's unfortunate, but it's a bad thing about someone else. Now let's talk about you. You're getting picked on because you have all of those characteristics, personality traits, mental health that that person doesn't. They see something in you that they want and they can't have it. They don't understand it, but they know they're jealous of you. And so they're taking this out on you. Now, what you have is the ability to navigate this. You will heal from this. You because of the nature of bullying and the sort of emotional effect and processing that happens, you will grow up to be a better person because of it. And you actually might not know it, but you have the skills to incorporate this into your life, believe it or not, as something positive. It feels really bad right now, but you can turn this into to something that's going to benefit you throughout the rest of your life. And so because you have this capacity and this ability to be more mature and sort of become an adult for a minute, you can actually think about what has happened to you. This is a person who probably comes from, you know, a bad home life. Think about what it's like for this person at home and develop this empathy by thinking about what it must be like to come home to your parents fighting every day, or to no food in the house, or to not have a ride to school, or people that beat you or don't love you. I mean, and so imagine how bad that is. Now compare that to how you feel. Who would you rather be? Right. And so, and now lay that aside and sort of, how does this make you feel? What are the words that you have to describe what being bullied feels like? And then let's work through that. I mean, are you really worth less than this person? Are you a bad person? Is there something wrong with you? None of these things are true, right? And let's work through how each one of these things is false.
I love the empathy that you're trying to instill into the child to see where the bully is coming from. And the focus of your suggestion is 50-50. Half of it is really look at yourself and do you really believe those things that are being told to you? You shouldn't, basically, is your bottom line message. And the other half of that is look at the bully and why are they doing this? And you're absolutely right. A majority of bullies are actually in a lot of pain themselves. They are trying to gain control in an area because they don't feel like they have any control somewhere else that's actually more important to them, whether it's in their home life or somewhere else. So they're typically is in their home life. They don't have the control they need in their home life. They feel chaotic there. So they, outside of the home, they will find a way to feel in control and feel like they have some kind of power. And unfortunately, it comes out in being a bully. So I love that you have so much empathy for both parties. And now, what advice do you give to parents? What would you have wished that you had when you were this young boy in a very insecure place? What did you wish your parents would have done?
Yeah, I mean, it's, and number one, it's really hard because bullying doesn't happen when teachers or parents are around. So it's not like we can ask parents to look out for it, right? Because, you know, only the really stupid bullies are going to do it in front of someone. So I think that the key is what I was getting at before is how coming at this from a child's perspective, if a parent can try to remember what it was like to be whatever age, you know, this kid is terrified that the parent is going to make it worse, which we're really good at doing. And so I think if we can put ourselves in that position, which is something that you can learn, you definitely learn to do. Imagine yourself at that age. Imagine if this was happening to you, what would you want? And of course, preceding all that is to give these names. And I don't even know what age you would start anymore for, you know, to sort of introduce what a bully is, what it looks like, you know, where it can happen. So that just so the kids have some tools to sort of understand what might be happening to them in the first place, so they can identify it, give it a name, and then communicate it and sort of just reassure the child that you aren't going to immediately run to the principal and have this meeting in the office or whatever the fear might be that the child would have, that you will deal with this, even if it's just talking about it between your parent, the parent and the child. I mean, that's the single best thing we can do, is to not just blow up and, you know, helicopter parent the thing to death and just try to take care of it all. One person happens to see this, you know, and it might help one person in the world. That's awesome.
You have so much to offer. If somebody resonates with your story and they want to contact you and they want more, want to ask you a question, how would they get a hold of you?
Well, yeah, I have a podcast and all of my information is housed at myname.com. It's chrisburcher.com. You'll find my podcast, Knowledge Plus Experience Equals Wisdom, there. There's lots of topics like this.
Thank you so much, Chris, for being here. You have a lot that you can contribute. Parents, if you have a child that's being bullied or suspect that they're being bullied, let's take some action. Let's help our kids. They're very, very scared. They're in a really bad place. And if you have an inspiring story that you would love to come onto The Impactful Parent and we can learn from you, please go ahead and go to theimpactfulparent.com on the Work With Me page. Go to the bottom and you will see an area where you can submit your story and we can get you on here so we can also learn from you. But until next time, you got this, parents. We're just here to help. Thank you for listening today. Remember to subscribe and share this podcast with a friend. And don't forget, the Impactful Parenting Podcast is an extension of the Impactful Parent community. So go to the Impactful Parent website and sign up for a 30-day challenge. Browse the free resources or register for the weekly newsletter so that you don't miss a parenting tip that can help you and your family. Thanks for listening today and go to theimpactfulparent.com. See you next episode.